Cuba, one of the least web-connected nations in the Western Hemisphere, opened up 118 new internet cafes in early June. But the average three terminals at each site are tightly controlled by the state-run telecom company Etexa, and the fees are prohibitively expensive for the average Cuban, who makes only $20 a month. Cuba's slow internet speed has recently been improved with a 1,000-mile undersea fiber-optic line connected to ally Venezuela. Havana officials declared that the new cable was a breach in the decades-long U.S. trade embargo against the island nation, which Cuba has blamed for causing its lack of modern internet service. Cuba has long been criticized by human rights groups for clamping down on bloggers and dissidents, such as Yoani Sanchez. Cuba regularly blocks websites, such as the U.S.-funded MartinNoticias.com and the website of the dissident group Ladies in White. When Cuba's internet users try to send out any attachments, Cuba's telecom system issues a warning that states, "When you send information to the internet, other people may see what you are sending. Do you wish to continue?" the message says. Click yes or no. An ironic twist for U.S. critics of Cuba's Big Brother government is the recent revelations about the U.S. National Security Agency's own PRISM domestic spying program that allows American officials to covertly collect a user's search history, the content of emails, file transfers, and live chats. In one of his last moves as a U.S. senator, the late Frank Lautenberg introduced a new chemical safety bill that would require proof that a chemical is safe before it can be used. For decades, Lautenberg, a New Jersey Democrat, worked to promote environmental health, including pushing for the 1986 Toxic Release Inventory, a database that allows the public to monitor pollution. Lautenberg's efforts ran into opposition from the chemical industry and their Republican supporters in Congress. But not long before his death, the New Jersey senator introduced a new bill, co-authored with Louisiana Senator David Vitter, with the backing of chemical producers. According to the Center for Public Integrity, the bill now before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is getting poor reviews from environmental groups who fear the chemical industry's goal is to preempt stricter state laws. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California criticized the new bill, warning in a letter that the legislation, if signed into law, could impair a state's ability to make its own policy on toxic substances and force state governments to obtain waivers from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Infamous Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger is now on trial, charged with orchestrating 19 murders in addition to loan sharking, racketeering, and drug dealing. It was revealed that Bulger was also a longtime FBI informant who provided federal investigators information on rival Italian crime gangs in Boston. When Bulger was about to be indicted, he fled Massachusetts to live in Santa Monica, California, where he was arrested in 2011. The handling of Whitey Bulger by former FBI agent John J. Connolly went unquestioned for 15 years. Connolly grew up in the same South Boston housing project as Bulger and appeared to have protected the Irish-American members of the Winter Hill Gang from state and local prosecutors. In 2002, Connolly was convicted of racketeering and later for second-degree murder, a consequence of leaking information to Bulger. A 2004 report by the House Committee on Government Reform concluded the FBI-Bulger connection was one of the greatest failures in law enforcement history. In response, the FBI established a new policy on undercover informants, allowing them only to commit crimes with the prior approval of the FBI or the Justice Department. But an Inspector General's report found that the policy had been ignored in nearly 90% of the cases investigated. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.